Hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. We've hit a little snag with our OnlyFans fake butts page.
Man!
It's surprisingly hard to sign up for this thing. I had to take a photo of myself with my photo with my driver's license. Like, to prove, I guess it's probably to prove that you're of legal age and all that.
Yes.
But so even though we're not even posting anything inappropriate, it's just
Maybe we are.
Fingers and elbows and knee pudge.
The knee fat.
Skin, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever else we can squeeze together to look like a butt crack.
So do you guys just kind of like sit around and just like play with your bodies?
Yeah.
And take pictures now?
Who else is going to do it?
Did we get that clip? Todd saying, do you just sit around and play with your bodies and take pictures?
I mean, because that seems like what you're
yes,
doing.
Yes, that's the premise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making a butt right
fake,
now.
Fake butts.
Yeah.
I get what it is. It's just
oh my
like,
gosh, should video
you don't have anything
right
better
now.
To do with life?
It's
like,
awesome.
Well, no, this is going to make us our millions.
Baby got back.
Baby got fake back.
You can even make yourself a fake butt like a really old, like if you squeeze your elbow tight enough, it looks like an old person's butt.
Because it's wrinkly.
Also, different new ages.
We could do ages.
Ages.
Yeah. What do they call that skin on the elbow? It's like a weird name.
Oh, the
it's got
weenus.
A weird name. The weenus.
Yeah, that's
I never knew that.
That's the end of your elbow. That's like the extra skin that you can pinch on your elbow.
So funny.
I know.
Never knew that.
Wait, say it again.
It's not an official. It's not like a real word, but it's a nickname for that. Yeah.
Wait, one more time.
Someone messaged me and said the weenus is the back part.
He just did it.
The weenus is the back part, and then the inside is the vagina. But I don't know if that's true. I've never heard of that part. I've only heard of the weenus.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
So anyway, onlyfans.com/can't believe it's not real butts.
So good.
Well, when you guys get your first, dollar bill,
yep.
Let me know because then I'll start taking part. But until then,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, we're not able to have subscribers yet, so don't go sign up yet because it had to verify, and it was like the person in the profile picture does not match the person holding the ID because the person in the profile picture is Kelly's face looking at my fake butt
and fake something else.
Well, and looks like fake something else. Yeah.
Wow. And I am mesmerized.
Someone messaged me and said, wow, you're really trim. And I said, that's fake. It's my pinky.
Oh, my God. They really
thought? I thought it was real. Go on my Instagram if you haven't seen this photo. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome. Have you seen
it's
it,
It's like
Todd?
A little trick where you hold your finger up.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
I don't know.
Fun this week.
I don't know. I
Todd's
mean,
in a grumpy mood. There's no interesting
like
weather to talk about.
There's a lot of other things going on, and like I don't need to like play with my body to like make it look like a butt. I don't
Lies.
Know.
Lies.
Well, what are you going to do? A forecast or something?
No, I'm going to enjoy life a little bit more. I don't know.
I'm telling you, we're going to make our... This is our... Well, you don't get a part of the money then.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I guess Todd just took himself out of the money.
That's
okay.
Good. 50-50.
No. It's being recorded. Todd took himself out of the money.
That's fine.
Yeah. You know how many on-sale avocados you could buy with our OnlyFans money, Todd? You're missing out.
Go play with an avocado. No fun.
I bet you can make avocado look like butt somehow.
Ooh, an avocado butt.
Another
that's
fake
a challenge.
Butt.
Okay.
That's a challenge right
okay.
there.
So, Blake Hayes on Instagram is where the fake butt is with Kelly's face that got rejected.
It's amazing.
So, we're working on it.
Yep.
Kelly sent me naked pictures yesterday.
Oh, my God, I did.
Yep.
Wait, of who?
Actual naked pictures of herself. But
wasn't that awesome?
It was actually really cool. It was just her face.
Yeah.
And it was her skeleton.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you guys, I took these pictures so I could, because I was like just mesmerized yesterday. So I went to a new dentist and it's like, you know how like dentist offices are becoming like top of the, like very
oh, they
like,
have a lot of technology.
Very lot of, so I hadn't gone to the dentist for a couple years. I know. Sorry. I forgot. And so they, had to do your x-ray thingies. Usually they put the stuff in your face.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, because
it's a little photo.
And it's
thing,
like, oh, it's like the worst part.
The bite wing.
The bite
x-ray.
Wings. Yes. So this, you just sit in a chair and a screen just goes, whoop. You don't put anything in your mouth.
Wow.
And then boom, it's done. So they pull up my x-rays and it's legit my skull. And I'm like, oh my God, is that my skull? And then you can move.
A nice skull.
Thank you very much. I thought
so
too.
Yeah, it's like, oh, cheekbones.
Yeah, so I could see my skull and then I could see everything. Now, the thing that I realized yesterday, so they also take a picture of your airway. So your your airway, right? Your throat.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
We know what an airway is.
So it's supposed to
I love that she also showed me, by the way, as if I didn't know the word throat either.
Right.
So it's right here. It's
so
right in your
neck
area.
What did they tell you about your airway?
Okay, so your airway is supposed to be the size of a garden hose. Guess who has a really tight airway, guys? This girl. No, you don't see a garden hose there, do you?
Is that a choking hazard?
Right. What kind of attribute is that? Is that a good one or a bad one?
That sounds bad.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Like breathing and swallowing and all those other.
That's what I thought. I was like, am I going to choke on something? Like, is this a hazard?
Yeah.
And then they said, I have a tight lip and a tight tongue.
What does that mean?
Well, because I have
think those are good.
Yeah. I'm tight-lipped, tight-tongued, and a tight airway.
You're just tight.
And I was like, thank you for noticing.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
How impressive was that?
Kelly's very tight.
I walked out of there with a new lease on life. I was like hopping and kicking and jumping, and it was like the best day ever.
Okay.
It was a great day. And anyways, if anyone wants to see my skull, I'm going to post it. It's really cool. I highly recommend. Like, I was like,
it was a cool photo. I will say that.
Yeah. I can't believe. Like, look at that airway. Look at how small it is. Yeah. Huh.
You got a tight airway.
Now, why are they doing your airway? Like, just to make sure that everything's working okay?
Well, because I guess they, like, for, like, if you have an overbite or if, like, you clench your teeth or anything, they, like, they can tell by your tongue.
Do they comment on your airway, though? Like, are they like, oh, good, your airway looks fine? Or, no, your airway looks like there's some issues.
Well,
will they do that or are they not evaluating
your airway? I don't understand if it's good or
they
bad.
They did say, like, whoa, you have a tight airway. And I was like, I don't know why we need to say, whoa, I'm impressed.
And then were you like, is that good or bad?
Yeah, and they were like, it's not great, but it's not, like, a problem yet. And I was like, well, when is it a problem?
Right.
That's why I choke on something. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I choked on that fresh spring roll a couple years ago, and I had to Heimlich myself. Maybe now it's because of my tight airway. That's all I can think of.
That cannot be a true story.
That is. What? I had to Heimlich myself.
On, like, what, a chair?
On my kitchen counter. It was the scariest moment of my life. I choked. I couldn't breathe. That was it. I think the rice paper, like, made, like, a... thing, and it was just, and I was home alone, and in my head, I'm like, I'm dying, and then on my other head, I'm like, I'm gonna die choking on food by myself. This is how I'm going out. So then I started going,
so first it was like fight or flight, like I have to survive.
I have to survive.
And then it was like, I have to save my dignity.
Yes, I was like, I can't go out this way. So I just ran, well, it was almost like 40 seconds of me not being able to breathe, and then I was really getting scared.
Whoa.
And I ran. Oh, it was bad.
That's really scary.
It was terrifying. I ran into the kitchen counter.
Oh,
to Heimlich myself to get enough pressure.
You're like a hero. You're your own hero.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
And I just started going, even though nothing would come out. It was just like, and then not even a noise would come out. And then eventually, after I kept throwing myself into the counter and going like this, I started to get a little bit of sound.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
So I was going to call 911. I didn't. I called my dad. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
So I called my dad. He answers them like,
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I needed someone to be
Todd's
there.
Todd's got
to
go on TV.
Go, but this is amazing.
It was a terrifying story. I'll never eat a spring roll again. Don't ask me. No rice paper here.
Maybe that's because of your tight air hole.
Well, that's what I thought. I have a tight way down here, and it couldn't fit that whole spring roll.
Yes, I'm going to pull that clip out.
And I'm just telling you what.
Say,
now,
when you want to try for something a little different.
I got an excuse. I like a valid one.